It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConforta.
I want to talk about Miami because I was wowed by what I saw with Tua Tagovailoa and the Cheetah and the way that they continue to come back. There were 9 lead changes in that game, 2 ties in the Chargers game. It was the best for me. It was the best game of the weekend from just a viewing standpoint, just to watch. And now, you know, there's a lot of conversation. We're only in week 2, guys, but you know, Tua MVP, if he plays this way, and how good is this Dolphin defense going to be, or Dolphin offense going to be? And now you get to go up to New England, where you just said, Baldy, they had a game plan for Jalen Hurts. Now I know they had all offseason to get ready for week 1, but I still trust that Bill Belichick's going to have a game plan ready for Tua after watching what they just did against the Chargers.
I agree that this is like what Tyreek did will not happen against New England. As good as Tua, who threw for 466 yards, very entertaining game, game winner to Tyreek down the field. Like, he's not catching 200 yards worth of passes. Like, I know Bill Belichick will cloud, meaning they'll have a player over the top of Tyreek everywhere he goes. I've seen it too many times. Like, he's not going to have those open holes and open throws. And when you watch the pass rush of Judon and Uche and how they get after you and how they, you know, and how they can kind of marry their coverage with their rush, like, I don't see Tua having that kind of time and that kind of vision. But I do think the speed of Miami is a problem because it's not just Tyreek, it's Waddle. It's like they've got legitimate speed. And I do think when I watch the Patriots offense, they're just – you know, they played better in the second half. Mac Jones did not play poorly against Philadelphia. They moved the ball. They made some good throws. They just don't look dynamic enough to me to beat this Dolphins team that looks so explosive. So I like the Dolphins in this game, but I don't believe we're going to see anything like a 36-point, you know, breakout like we saw last week.
Yeah, the Patriots are a team, I look at some of these teams we've talked about, Baldy, with the defense keeping you in games, and can the offense do enough, right? That's how I see them. The defense is going to keep them in games, but can the offense do enough to win the games? And that's how I'm looking at the Patriots, and I agree. I mean, Bill O'Brien, listen, we know he knows what he's doing. The offense did look better. I agree with you with the quarterback and Mac Jones. But that's what I see. I'm curious to see. Like, I just don't feel like they're going to score over 25 points at any given game or any given point.
But they might not have to. I mean, you know, the Chargers, who couldn't run the ball at all last year, they ran for over 200 yards. Like, I'm sure Bill Belichick's looking at this Dolphins defense right now, and they're going, we could do the same thing that the Chargers did. Mm. And that's what they're going to try to do. And so, you know, they just can't turn the ball over like they did last week. You know, yeah. I mean, the pick six to Slay was really a drop pass. That was the difference in the game, was the pick six by Slay. You know, and Zeke fumbled, which is rare. Like, he doesn't fumble, but he lost one in the game. So, you know, if Belichick plays the way he wants to play, don't turn the ball over, all that kind of stuff that we know, like, this game is going to come down. This could be a nail biter. It's going to come down to probably the final possession.
All right, a couple of more games we got to get to, guys, in week two. And one of them happens to be the 49ers at Rams. So the Rams shocked everybody last week beating Seattle. And the 49ers, you just mentioned it and you were there, just ran through Pittsburgh like a hot knife through butter. So what gives this week? Because I did not expect the Rams to be 1-0. And Sean McVay, you know, oh, I love it when people doubt us. And he was saying all this stuff. And then they came out and played really well offensively. Can they keep up with the 49ers?
I don't think so. And look, I honestly texted out to the Rams. I go, any analyst, okay, that thinks they know this NFL, good luck telling me who the Rams defenders are outside of Aaron Donald. Honestly. Like, you tell me who Yeast is. Tell me who Bobby Brown is. Like, tell me who these guys are. But they played their asses off, Carl. They really did. And Aaron, like AD looked like he wants to go get that award back again. You know, he was tremendous. But the guys around him now, it's a brand new defense. And then, but the question to me is, okay, they just protected Matt Stafford perfectly. And they looked really good doing it. And so Stafford had time to find Tutu Atwell and the rookie Puka Nacua. Like, they had time. They're not going to get time this week. They're just not. Like, Nick Bosa's now got a game under his belt.
Yeah.
I talked to him before the game last week. Like, they're just so – they're so fast, Carl. Their recognition, Dre Greenlaw, Fred Warner, like, their recognition is so fast. It's hard not to make mistakes against San Francisco. And the offense in San Francisco, like, it is a machine. It's just a machine, what they did to Pittsburgh. And so – I just think this team knows who they are, and their execution level is – and by the way, SoFi Stadium will be all 49er fans.
Sure.
Like, make no mistake about it. It's a home field advantage for the 49ers. And by the way, by the time you got to the third quarter last week, the 49er fans took over Pittsburgh. Like, the Steeler fans were gone. It was all 49er fans. Like, it is a home game for San Francisco. And they love it. We've heard them, John Lynch and 49ers talk about it. We've heard the Rams talk about it, going, this ain't right. StubHub, like, you're doing us wrong here. Like, all these tickets. Like, it'll be all 49er fans in LA.
Yeah, Baldy spoke to somebody on that staff last week and asked him about the defense, because I was like, it's Aaron and who?
Yeah, exactly.
And the guy I spoke with said, we're going to be all right. And I was like, what? He's like, we're going to be all right. And obviously,
Byron Young looked pretty good to me.
Oh, you know? they got a lot of confidence in these guys, man. A lot of young guys on that defense. I didn't think the defense would look like anything what we saw last week. So great point on your behalf. But yeah, I reached out and was like, who are some of these guys? And he was like, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
We get the same way, Carl.
No doubt, man. 49ers, you see the number there. By the way, that's a big number, but I'm with you. I mean, guys, when we start talking about 8, 9, 10 points, that's a lot in the NFL. All these teams are really good, and you saw it last week. Rams, double-digit, you know, underdog or whatever it was, and they went and handled business. All right, we want to finish up with a couple other games, guys, one of them being Green Bay at Atlanta. Jordan Love, impressive debut as the starter, all right, QB1, goes to Chicago, throws a couple of touchdowns. I think he threw 3 touchdowns. And, you know, I'm watching this Green Bay offense. Baldy, I don't know about your breakdown, but it looked reminiscent of when I saw Aaron Rodgers operating this offense. I mean, I thought Jordan Love looked really good and made the right decisions with the ball for Green Bay. And then for Atlanta, obviously, to start 1-0, Desmond Ridder, an abysmal, you know, 115 yards. He didn't throw for a lot of yards, But the defense got turnovers, and they turned that into points last week. Something's got to give this week as Green Bay visits Atlanta.
If you told me to pick this game a week ago, I would have said 100% the Falcons. Until I watched Green Bay play and I watched Desmond Ridder play. Like, I'm worried about Desmond Ridder. Like, I know it's just one game and he started five in his career. But his pocket presence is non-existent. Like, there is just panic. Like, you know, like that was not a good performing platform. You know, thank God Jesse Bates was there. Carolina, yes. Brian Burns, like, he hit the quarterback four of the first eight plays in a game. Yep. Like, they didn't have any answer. And he was kind of sacked himself a couple of times. I worry about Desmond, just by what I saw last week. Packers defense is good. They're good. They completely shut down Chicago. They've got talent. Lucas Van Ness looks like he's going to be a good pick. But Jordan Love, like Carl, he knows how to play.
Yeah.
He plays with poise. Look, they didn't even have Christian Watson. They had Jaden Reed, you know, a rookie that was running. Samari Toure, Romeo Doubs. Like, they're young. They're kids. But that kid plays with such poise. Like, Jordan Love. Like, Green Bay, I don't know. Maybe they just know what they do. Starr, Favre, Rodgers. And maybe, just maybe, Love is the next guy. But he sure was impressive. I know the Bears were awful last week. They don't have a pass rush. He had all day to throw.
Yeah.
But he sees the field. He throws a pretty pass. Like, he just knows what he's looking at. Like, this, I think the Packers can go in there and win this game. And, look, Bijan was awesome. Like, the touchdown, like, he just made four people miss on a hit screen. He danced in the end zone. Everybody was so excited. Like, the celebration was better than the play. To be honest with you, 11-yard hit screen for touchdown. The celebration in the end zone with Bijan was, like, it was better than the play.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.